My head, yeah. I've been leaving it attached for a while. There's nothing that's, well, it's kind of hard to say. I've been struggling to put it back where it belongs, you see. Don't worry, I really don't have pain receptors at the area, but I often have to stitch it back on, but I'm afraid needle and thread really isn't my strong point. Do you think if I bring you to my room, you'd be able to aid me in trying to place it back on? I could talk you through the process. It's really not a bother on my end. Then it means you can see me with my head on. I know it's a little strange for it to not be connected, but it's common, and at least it desensitizes you. It doesn't hurt at all to remove, just the stitches start popping off one by one. I have heard of other methods, such as tying ribbon around, but I find it a little misleading. My biggest fear would be out in public. I get caught on something and people don't realize I'm a monster girl. Then the ribbon goes flying off and so does my head. It would be no one's fault, but I'd rather not traumatize anyone by accident. I have all the necessary tools just here in this drawer. I'll tell you the basics and then we can kind of get on with it, I guess. If anything is too much or you need me to stop, then please just say and you can remove yourself from the room. I understand the sight might be slightly unsettling for a human. First, we clean the area with water. It's fine. I have a pretty high resistance to infection because of my predisposition, we'll call it. You just do that first, please. Okay, then next, if you can get the sewing needle threaded, and then, well, I'm sure you can imagine what comes next. I'll hold my head up so it's in place. You have to pierce the skin from the top to the bottom and keep going. It's up to you if you'd like to do it up and down the ways or a zigzag motion. I've found there really isn't too much of a difference from the two patterns, so I wouldn't worry about it too much. It should keep me on for a while. Those stitches were actually done by a medic when I first got here. They were so freaked out. I felt badly about it all. I don't mean to add any more stress to anyone. Seems like you humans carry a lot of it naturally when you don't have to. Problem is, how do you unlearn a trait you've had ever since growing up? Yep, just like that. You're doing perfect. You're handling this really well. You're making me feel quite at ease through the procedure as well. Bet you didn't think this would be happening to you anytime soon. It's a lucky day to prove yourself. I'm really impressed. There's a lot more to you than meets the eye. Still feeling good enough to continue? I'm starting to feel a lot more attached, if you know what I mean. Sometimes it tickles a little because of how numb it is. It's rare for it to ever be painful, so it's okay if you miss or need to redo a stitch. It won't upset me. I'm really appreciative of what you're doing for me right now. I just want you to understand that, okay? You're a great caretaker. That seems a lot better, doesn't it? You did amazing. I can't believe how steady your handwork is. Maybe in another life you were a surgeon. I think in another life I was probably a thief. They took my hand at first, just the right one. That's why I have a big birthmark over it. But when I got caught the second time, they realized I clearly hadn't learned my lesson, so I got the big chop. Makes sense, right? I like making up silly scenarios like that in my head. I doubt that was anything before this life, but I think I got here at a very special time. I mean, it's unheard of humans being able to comprehend that there's monster girls like me out there. So many different kinds and varieties. Not all of us are living flesh as well. Then there's those more, blessed with magic. Must have been a shock when you realized it wasn't all just fantasy now. How did it all go? Was it announced on the news? I read up on it a little, and to be honest, orientation day was so weird. Based on what kind of monster girl you were, some went to pounds, some instantly got adopted out by the elite, and well then, people like you came along. An opportunity that you took. Seems like fate smiled upon me, huh?